This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. President Donald Trump is acknowledging that a pipe bomb suspect was one of his supporters, but says he bears no responsibility for the actions of 56-year-old Cesar Sayoc. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has details.
The president says he did not see his face plastered on Cesar Sayoc's white van, along with other images.
I heard he was a person that preferred me over others.
Does he bear any blame for Sayoc's actions?
There's no blame. There's no anything.
Pointing out violence has been committed by supporters of other politicians. He'd earlier said political violence cannot be allowed to take root at home, but says there's no need to tone down his own rhetoric in coming days, saying he's already done that and could ramp it up. Asked if he'll call former President Obama or the other bomb targets.
If they wanted me to, but I think we'll probably pass.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
And later at a rally in Charlotte, North Carolina, President Trump accused the media of using the actions of Cesar Sayoc to score political points against him. The president said, "We have seen an effort by the media in recent hours to use the sinister actions of one individual to score political points against me and the Republican Party." The crowd responded by yelling, "CNN sucks." The UN Special Envoy for Syria has urged the international community to seize on the political momentum offered by several upcoming meetings to move toward ending that country's seven-year-long civil war. Stefan de Mistura told members of the Security Council that there is a clear window of opportunity that needs to be urgently seized. De Mistura's comments came ahead of his briefing to a summit Saturday in Istanbul of the leaders of Turkey, France, Germany, and Russia. This is